Upstage Surrey present Laundrette by Mary Dawson.
Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you. Not too late, am I?
You didn't frighten me. Last wash has to be started by 7.
It's only gone 10 past.
10 minutes too late.
I've no clean clothes.
It's £8.50.
I've only got a £10 note. Do you have any change?
Yep, plenty of change. You can leave it here for a service wash, extra £2.50. Pick it up tomorrow.
Well, thanks all the same, but £10 is all I've got. I'll just stay and do it myself.
You got soap? Softener?
No, neither.
I'll see if I can get you a cup from the back.
Very quiet.
Always is on a Friday night.
Yeah, suppose folk have got better things to do on a Friday.
Better?
Well, social life.
You mean wasting their time and money on drink and gambling?
No. I mean just enjoying themselves. Maybe spending time with someone. What about you? What do you do on a Friday?
This.
What about after?
I go home and sleep. Sleep a lot these days.
Sleep, unfortunately, has never been a friend of mine.
I like to go to sleep. Make up for all the sleep I've missed.
I don't like closing my eyes. Being in a dark room with silence, it scares me.
Silence is not so bad.
The cycle. Is it about 40 minutes?
45.
You work here full-time?
Part-time. Doesn't pay to work full-time.
You live far?
Not very. And you?
Moved into the big house just by the bus station. More a hostel, really. Caters for people with addictions. Some homeless. You know the type of thing.
Only too well. Stayed in one most of my life, unfortunately. But, well, no need to remind you, is there?
Gambling is an addiction.
So is love.
I did try.
Not hard enough.
Saw Tommy the other day. Walked straight past me.
Well, if it's any consolation, he walks past me all the time.
That's sad. I didn't think he would have. I thought he, you, were very close. I thought he'd always be there for you.
Why? What did I do for him?
The same as you did for the other two. Your best.
If I'd done my best, I'd have left their father. Still, I had a house over our heads, money in the bank, a job. And the cash my mother left me.
But you didn't know.
And when I did find out, how was I rewarded?
I didn't mean to. When I hit out, it was frustration. I was frightened.
Maybe the first time.
What about the other two?
What about them?
Do they keep in touch?
Yes, they keep in touch. When they want me to babysit.
Babysit? I didn't know. I didn't know I was... They had children.
One each.
That's nice. Still, they come to their nans.
No room at their nan's. No space in a bedsit for children.
They've done well?
They're both happy.
Married?
Julia is. Laura's on her own, happy that way, she says. She struggles, but it's a happy struggle.
Well, they weren't away from you for too long, then.
Did I say that?
Sorry, I...
Couldn't find a job. Couldn't pay the bills. Made homeless. made more sense for them to be fostered than to stay in that hostel with me and a load of undesirables.
Not everyone that lives in hostels are... When I heard, when I found out about them being fostered, I wasn't in a good place. I really wouldn't have been much help. I'm sorry.
Nothing's changed then. You always were sorry.
I wish I'd...
Kept in touch?
Yes.
Well, you didn't.
I thought you might have met someone, a fine-looking woman like you.
You'd want me and my baggage.
It was my baggage.
You left me to carry it.
I can't change the past.
No, you can't.
It was a beautiful house, the Brambles.
It was a lovely house. So big and so much space. Far too big for just two people.
And it was Tommy. So much space for him to run about and hide.
Shame the girls never. You're on the first spin, probably about another 15 minutes.
Will I need to spin it after?
I would. It'll take the wet out.
Probably better then. There's no radiator in the room. How much is the spinner?
2 20 pences should do it. Give me a 50 pence, I'll give you the change.
Does it pay well?
What?
This job.
What do you think?
No, I haven't worked. Not since I lost the business.
And everything I had. Good the state looks after you, though.
Yeah, I suppose. It's never any good at looking after myself.
Or anyone else.
I need to tell you, I met someone. When I walked out, left. It wasn't just because of the addictions.
Did she provide for you as well?
If you're asking if she had money, gave me money, then yes.
Another fool.
She was generous. Like you.
No. Not as generous as me.
Well, no. She'd bail me out with some of the gambling debts. But she'd never put up with the drinking.
Not like me, then.
She had children.
So did I.
Hers were not mine.
Wish mine hadn't been either.
I don't mean to upset you telling me this.
You're not. I served my time. Just didn't get the 3 meals a day.
I've had counselling. Still going.
For the gambling?
Nah, the drink. Liver's gone. Doctors said I've got 2 years if I didn't give it up.
Good you're taking advice then.
I attend AA as well. They do have a place where families of addicts...
Shame your family never had access to it.
I could get you. There's one for families as gamblers as well.
Too late.
It will help you understand.
Understand what?
Everything.
No point trying to understand the past.
It will help. I promise you it will.
I don't need help.
It would explain.
Excuse?
I'm not asking you to excuse.
Good.
When I look in the mirror, sometimes I...
Oh, got a mirror in your room. Nick should be telling me they supply televisions as well.
Actually, they do.
Hope it's screwed to the wall, then.
I walked past a few times, mostly in the evenings. Saw you sitting here, always alone. Thought maybe you used the laundrette, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe I do use the laundrette. Nice to get something for nothing. Somewhere to clean the dirty washing.
Must be relaxing.
What?
Just watching the washing. And just sitting staring at the drum going round.
Tell you the truth, the noise of the drum and the spinning annoys me. Annoys me like the clicking of a clock does.
Do you think they'd ever want to see me?
Who?
The girl.
Don't ask me.
You're their mother.
And?
You could ask.
What?
Ask if they'd like to see me.
No. No, I won't ask.
Why?
Because I don't want them upset. I don't want to see them upset again. I want to see them as much as I can. I don't get to see that much of them. I want to absorb what little of their time they offer me. I've shared them with other people all my life. I've had to beg in the past to see my own children, and I'm not begging for you. No, no, no. Certainly not.
I think I've ever said you say no before.
Well, I say it now. I say it all the time. I like the sound of it.
Would it be okay if you give me their number, maybe?
No.
You didn't give me any softener.
Did I not? Too late now.
Just one more rinse, then.
One more.
Maybe I'll just give them one spin.
Up to you. It'd be easier if you fold them now. So when they dry, they'll have less creases.
Got used to the creases. What about you?
No. I don't have creases anymore. I iron mine out.
Maybe I'll drop by in a couple of weeks.
Maybe you won't.
Sorry. You're too painful.
I'm immune to pain.
Hopefully not to happiness.
Happiness is my grandchildren. Or being home alone. They're closing down next week. Jonas. Not much need for a laundrette these days. Even student flats come with white goods. Oh, and...
Yes?
And make sure you hang that stuff up as soon as you can, or you never get the creases out.
Laundrette was directed by Mary Dawson. The role of Brenda was played by Sarah Somerville, and the role of Jim was played by Gary Ward. Editing was by Dave Andrew, and sound effects were by Zapsplat. This has been an Upstage Surrey production.